from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Human rights activists detained by Turkey. 10 Turkish human rights activists who were detained by police while attending a training workshop appeared before a court in Istanbul on Monday to face possible charges. This is Amnesty International's Turkish researcher Andrew Gardner, who says Turkey will be disgraced in the eyes of the world.
Proper procedure is going to be followed, then these people will be released immediately. But what we've seen countless occasions, unfortunately, in these type of cases, is that people have been put in pretrial prison custody. That can't be allowed to happen.
He also said this kind of case, well, it just hasn't happened before.
This is an unprecedented threat. It's never happened to Amnesty International anywhere in the world in our entire history. It's no exaggeration to say that Amnesty International in Turkey, and in fact the whole of the human rights movement here in Turkey, faces an existential threat.
The Turkish parliament voted Monday to extend a state of emergency by 3 months, nearly a year after it was implemented in the wake of a failed coup attempt. A statement from Prime Minister Yildirim's office earlier Monday had asked parliament to extend the state of emergency, which was due to expire on Wednesday. University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zunis.
The country is actually quite divided. It's unfortunate because people from across the political spectrum came together to oppose the military coup. It initially seemed like a triumph for democracy, but unfortunately Erdogan took advantage of the emergency and began to round up dissidents.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com.